I want to preach out of Luke 16 tonight. And let's begin to read in verse 19. And there was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate, full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. If you ain't saved tonight, that's where you're going. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus' evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they come into this place of torment. And Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will he be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. You can be seated tonight. As I look in this passage of Scripture tonight, we find a very familiar passage in that on the rich man in hell. And I want to preach having a thought tonight on the five faculties of the rich man in hell. Today we're living in a world that is not concerned about eternity. For now, I'm going to encourage you tonight, you need to be concerned about eternity. Hey, listen, eternity is a long time. You may be young now, but listen, you don't have to be old to die. From the time that, a baby is conceived in the womb, death is chasing that thing. Amen. Yeah. Ain't you glad the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that the last enemy that's going to be destroyed is death. Thank God for that. But while we're living now, the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 9, as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. So you need to understand that you are going to die one day. I had to have Brother Marvin with us tonight. Last time he was here, he preached on death. Everybody has a deed, and that with death. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 says that as a tree falls, there shall it be. So as you die tonight, listen, how you've got yourself and that ready, whether you're saved or whether you're lost, that is how you're going to die tonight. Listen, you can't fix it once you get into eternity. You can't undo what you've done here. But for you, I need to get saved tonight if you're lost. Now listen, some folk never give and that any concern and that to the things of eternity. Can I say tonight in that by introduction, ain't you glad that heaven is a real place? Amen. Amen. I'm glad 2 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us that if this body, this earthly tabernacle were dissolved, that we have a tabernacle in heaven not made with hands. Hey, I'm glad I've got a body in heaven one day that when I leave this one, I've got a brand new one over yonder. Thank God for that. But just as sure as heaven's real, hell's a real place tonight, and you'll not go there if you ain't saved tonight. You need to get saved. Amen. 54 times I believe that hell is mentioned in the Bible. Hell has been turned into a curse word. Hell has been turned into a byword. Hell has been turned into a word that we hear day in and day out, whether in music or in song or on the TV or whether in life. I hope you don't use that word as a curse word, but the world has got used to that word. I don't think we're to be used to that word. I think hell is a place, friend, that the Bible tells us that was prepared for the devil and his angels. And so tonight I want to encourage you and that to know that you're not going there. Hell is a place that is full of fire. Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, and I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. So there's a fire that burns in the heart of the earth. I believe that's where hell is. And that's where sinners that have rejected Jesus goes. And that for eternity. And I tell you tonight, the hell, it's kind of like the county jail. Y'all have heard me say that before. Hell's kind of like the county jail. Before you get your trial, they're going to take you and they're going to put you in the county jail and they're going to hold you there. And then you're going to get your trial one day and then you're going to be found guilty and then cast into an eternal lake of fire. Matthew chapter 18 says, "In thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire." Mark chapter 9, verses 43, verses 45, verses 47, refers in that to the hellfire that shall never and that be quenched. Listen, you are going to spend eternity somewhere. Hey, you need to figure this out tonight, friend. And now with the hope, with the help and that of the Holy Spirit, you need to know where you're going to go when you die. You need to get a hold of this tonight. But I want to preach tonight having a thought on the five faculties of the rich man. There is no such thing as soul sleep. And I believe these verses and that take care of that thought. Amen. The word faculty tonight means the power of mind or intellect which enables it to receive, revive, or modify perceptions. What are we talking about? Such as the faculty of seeing or hearing or imagining or remembering. And so tonight, as we look at this rich man, we're going to look at some of his faculties. As you look in the scripture with me tonight, I want you to see that first of all, he could see, couldn't he? Look with me right here in what the Bible says. After that he died and was buried. And by the way, the Bible said that Lazarus died and the Bible said and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. I understand that he was taken to paradise, and we know that the Lord Jesus moved paradise. We understand that tonight. But listen, ain't you glad you ain't going to have to cross Jordan alone tonight? Amen. Hey, listen, Psalms 23 and verse 4, the psalmist David said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Hey, I'm glad I'm not going to make that journey alone. Amen. But we find here tonight that this rich man, the Bible said, first of all, that after he died and in hell, he lift up his eyes, being in torments. And by the way, that torments is plural. I'll look at that in a minute. And seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Can I say tonight that first of all, that he could see how that Lazarus was in a place of comfort.
Amen. Yeah.
He could see that Lazarus was not in the same place. Amen. That he was. He knew in that Lazarus, hey listen, he looked across through there and he could see Lazarus. He knew who he was. He knew who Father Abraham was. Ain't that amazing? Hey listen, I believe that when folk and that stand before the great white throne judgment one day, they ain't going to have to who ask who's sitting on the other side of that throne. I believe they're going to know that it's the blessed Lord Jesus Christ who loved them and died for them so that they might be saved. Amen. Amen. All judgment has been committed unto the Son, the Bible tells us. But he knew who Lazarus was. He knew in that who Father Abraham was, and he could see them. Not only could he see them, and not only could he see that Lazarus and that was comforted, but friend, he could also see that there was a great gulf there, couldn't he? As I said before, I believe that paradise and hell, I believe that hell's in the heart of the earth, and I believe that paradise at one time was, and I believe there was a great gulf, a literal gulf that was fixed between them that separated them, and they could literally look across and see into the other. But can I say that great gulf still remains today into that who die and go to hell? Listen, I understand it's not the same as it was. I understand that some things changed during and after the resurrection. You need to get a hold of that. Amen. But listen tonight, I still believe that there's a good fire. What did Father Abraham tell him? He said, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented, and beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence." Listen, then he moved on in the very next verse. Then he said, "I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him to my father's house." Hey, he realized he could not get out. He changed his mind or changed his tune about it now. It wasn't worth arguing about anymore. Father Abraham had done to. Hey, can I tell you tonight? Once you get there, you're there. You can't get out. You're going to burn for eternity if you don't get saved tonight. You say, "God in heaven wouldn't do that." You reject the blood of His beloved and only begotten Son and see if the Lord won't do that tonight. See if He won't send it you to hell. Hey, listen, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 31 says that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God tonight. Amen. You better get a hold of that tonight. You better get a hold of that tonight. He saw that great gulf and realized that there was no way to escape. I believe that he saw and remembered. He remembered with his mind's eye what he used to have. Amen. What do you mean? Look in verse 25. "But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things." I believe he was seeing with the mind's eye all the good things that he had at one time. Boy, the fine home that he had, plus furniture that he had, the fine raiment that he put on day in and day out. Listen, I believe he remembered that. I believe he might have remembered every time somebody might have told him, "Hey, you need to get right with God." I believe, hey, listen, I don't know if he ever heard about John preaching in the wilderness, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." This old John, he got out there, and I have no doubt he probably looked like a wild man. I mean, he was eating, I get this backwards sometimes, but he was eating locusts and wild honey. And he had on a leathern girdle, and no doubt I can imagine what he looked like. And the Bible said that he came in the power of Elijah. Now, boy, I'm telling you, if he come in the power of Elijah, Brother Bill, he was some old preacher, wasn't he? Amen. Hey, listen. He got over there after he'd been in prison for about a year and sent some disciples and that to the Lord Jesus said, "Are you the one that should come or do we look for another?" I'm getting off track here, but it'll be good. Listen, in John chapter 1 and verse 29, he had said one day when he was out there baptizing in Bethabara over there next to the Jordan River, or in the Jordan River, he seen Jesus coming one day, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God which takes away the sins of the world." Hey, you know how you're going to get your sins forgiven? Come to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and He'll forgive you of your sins. Hey, what's the big deal about having my sins forgiven? That's what's held against you right now. That's what God's got against you. You was born a sinner. If you don't get saved, you're going to die a sinner and go to hell. Amen. Hey, but listen, one day, John sent some disciples to Jesus, said, "Are you the one that we'll look for? Or do we look for another?" And Jesus didn't rebuke him. Men didn't rebuke John. He said, "You go back." And here's what you tell him. He said, "You tell him that the blind receive their sight." Listen, blind receive their sight, the sick healed, the poor have the gospel preached to them, and listen, and he sends them back. And you know what? Then he began to talk about John. And he didn't rebuke John. He said, "What'd you come out here to see? A reed shaking in the wind?" Listen, when he got done talking about John, he made this statement about John. He said, "There's been no greater prophet born woman than John the Baptist." Well, that's a big statement to make. Lord Jesus did. Hey, but listen, here he is. I don't know if he heard John preach or not. I don't know that if he would even went that far to hear John. John was making waves, man. I'm telling you, he was making waves. Everybody was coming to hear John preach. Listen, those sinners was coming. And if you let me say this, as getting saved and repenting and getting baptized, and the religious crowd, I was out there stirring it up, wasn't I? It's just like today. When God's trying to do something, you always got a religious crowd It's always trying to stir it up and discredit it. Amen. Well, listen, with his mind's eye, he remembered the comfort that he used to have. Friend, I believe you'll remember the comfort that you had sitting in this air-conditioned building tonight. Boy, I believe that you'll remember this night. I believe you'll remember you'll replay every time the invitation was given. I believe you'll replay every time they've sat over here and played and we've sung just as I am as the invitation was given. You could have come. Every time that we've sung, come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Listen, I believe you'll replay that in your mind day in and day out. Every time somebody talked to you and that about Jesus saving your wretched soul, I believe you'll replay that in your mind. I believe every tract given, every word spoken, you are going to remember if you don't get saved. Boy, I'm glad there's going to come a day that for the child of God, I hope, I don't know exactly how heaven's going to be. I do know according to the book of the Revelation over there, chapter 5, that we're going to throw some crowns back at his feet. Them 420 elders representation that of the church. We're going to throw some crowns back over there and we're going to worship him. But boy, I'm telling you, I'll be honest with you, I really hope, I know we're going to sing some new songs.
Amen.
I know we're going to sing some new songs over there. But boy, I hope he lets us sing some of his old. Amen. We'll sing victory in Jesus. Amen. Boy, we sung that this morning. My. Boy, get around the throne of God and get to singing victory in Jesus. Boy, I've won tonight because of him.
Amen.
Boy, I forget that sometimes. It's all about him. It's all about him. Boy, you need to remember it's all about him. You die lost, you'll remember it's all about him. Amen. You'll remember the good life you had. Hey, listen. He saw the comfort. I believe he saw that his money was gone. It's all gone.
Right.
You know, we never find anywhere else that he even speaks about his money. After it's gone, it's gone. Boy, it ain't going to save you.
Right.
You can have all the money in the world. I don't even know if I had 7 cents in my pocket the night that I got saved. But ain't you glad that God, saved you anyway? Amen. He could see. He could see, but then not only could he see, but he could feel. I want you to look in verse 23. Look what your Bible says. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments. He was tormented. That's plural, by the way. There's more than one torment in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's torments. Hey, listen. He's burning. The Bible said in verse 24, he said, "For I am tormented. I'm tormented in this flame."
Amen.
Tormented. Oh, I don't even know if we could do tormented justice tonight. But I'm telling you, it's something that you can't get away from. I mean, it's something that is causing excruciating pain. I mean, something that is beyond bearable tonight, but yet you can't get away from it. It can't be taken away. There ain't enough pills to get rid of it. Friend, there ain't enough anything. And it's excruciating. And so he said, "I'm tormented in this flame." Hell's said to be a place of fire. It's said to be a place of outer darkness. And it's said to be a place of separation from the Lord. Do you know you're saved tonight? I'm glad to be saved. The soul is a living being. Your body's going to die. But your soul's going to continue to live forever. Going to live. Listen. Bible said in Matthew chapter 25, "And cast ye the unprofitable servant in the outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." That word "gnashing" means a striking together of the teeth, and as in anger or rage or pain. And you know what he even talks about his tongue over here, that he wants Lazarus and that to dip the tip of his finger and come and cool and that his tongue. Listen, he didn't ask for a cup of water. He didn't ask for a pitcher of water. He asked that Lazarus might dip the tip of his finger down in water and cool his tongue. For he's tormented in it. Imagine the tongue and the mouth and the throat in an eternal fire. You get around the fire here, and listen, you become pots. I was burning some stuff the other day. And man, it was hot. Boy, I got thinking about hell, wondering how hot. Boy, every time I get around fire, I think about hell. I'll be honest with you, I do. I really do. I'm glad I ain't going there, amen. But it's hot. And it's so hot you can't get around it sometimes. But yet hell is a place that's so hot, but you can't get out of it. Well, I'm glad I got saved from hell.
Amen.
Boy, that Sunday night I got saved. Amen. I just wanted to get saved, amen. Amen. I didn't want to die and go to hell. How about you tonight? The rich man only asked for one drop of water, but yet he could have had the water of life if he would have just accepted Jesus. John chapter 4 said, Jesus answered and said unto her, talking about the woman at the well, whosoever drinks this water shall thirst again. Whosoever drinks the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. The water shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. I can look at that literal. And I'll tell you this tonight. Now listen, if I die and go to hell, then Jesus lied. That word lies. Amen. But if I was to die and go, I've got the well of water with me. Amen.
Amen.
I put it out while I'm here. Amen. Listen, that can't happen tonight. Amen. I've got everlasting life in the blessed Lord Jesus. Amen. Now listen, all he had to do was trust the Lord Jesus. He wanted water. He wanted water, but it was done too late for water. I'm talking about what he felt. He felt pain and that in his body that is so indescribable tonight. Listen, friend, that you can't get away from it. You'll burn and burn and burn and burn. Can I tell you tonight, there's somebody on the inside of you that looks like you. And that is you and is part of you. And that's your soul. And it's going to spend eternity somewhere. Right. You need to understand that tonight. Listen, but not only did he feel the pain and the agony and the torments that come and that with hell. Now I want you to look what else he felt for. He felt for his brothers, didn't he? He said in verse 27, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him out of my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come unto this place of torment. And boy, I'm telling you, he didn't want them there.
Amen.
He didn't want them in hell.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you tonight, what are we trying? What are we doing? And that to keep folk out of hell.
Yeah.
I think we've lost our view and we've lost our drive because we've lost the vision and that of hell. It's where you going if you're lost tonight. But if you're saved, we ought to be warning folk about that place to keep them out of hell tonight. Listen, Jude said, and if some have compassion, making a difference, and others saved with fear, pull them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Listen, I believe this man didn't want his brothers to come. I don't know if he'd ever prayed a prayer in his life, but in verse 27, he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him to my father. He said, you send him Lazarus. And boy, he said, if you'll send him Lazarus, I know. They'll repent. I know they'll repent. Listen, you know what the Bible says? You know what Father Abraham told him? He said in verse 29, he said, Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them.
Amen.
What's in Moses and the prophets tonight? It's in Moses and the prophets tonight. We find the law in the book of Moses, the first five books of the Bible. Listen, they in that testified, first of all, of righteous living, but they also testified of the Lord Jesus Christ, no doubt. But listen, the prophets, and that testified of one that was going to come. One that was going to come, that judge, that king that was going to come. You remember what John was preaching? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hey, listen, there's one coming one day. What was it John said? Let me go over here and look at this. How John put it. I believe I might be able to find it in John chapter 1. Let me see if I can. I'm not sure if it's John chapter 1. But he talks about over there at one point. He talks about how that he's going to come. And there's one that's going to baptize them. Not only in the Spirit. But he's going to baptize them in fire and he's going to fan the flame over there. And listen, he wasn't talking about baptizing them. A lot of people, when they talk about the fire over there, they refer in that to the Holy Spirit. That's not what that's talking about. That's talking about the judgment of God. I ain't going to look forward. That's talking about the judgment of God that's going to come one day. And listen, you're going to have to face that if you're lost. But listen, friend, he could feel and he felt for his brothers. You know what? You know what is? I want you to look in verse 30. He said, "Nay, Father Abraham, if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent." Well, he wanted them to repent. Well, if folks ought to get concerned about repentance. Well, I'm telling you, you know what repentance is? That's not only being sorry for your sin, but that's turning from it.
Amen.
Amen. At least I'm talking about the five faculties of the rich man in hell. He could feel. Not only could he feel, but he could talk. Look with me in verse 24. He cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me." He talked about his suffering, didn't he? Do you know what? Nobody cared. You ever heard that old saying? Somebody asked you, "How you doing?" They said, "You really don't want to know. Huh? Feeling bad? You know, I'm having a bad day. You really don't want to hear about it." Can I tell you, if you die and go to hell, you can talk about your suffering all you want to. Nobody else down there cares.
That's right.
Nobody else cares. I'll be honest with you. You may think you're going to have a grand party if you die lost and go to hell. You may think you're going to meet your friends there, but that ain't going to happen, friend.
Amen.
Ain't going to happen. Amen. He talked about his suffering. He talked about his suffering. He talked about his lost brothers, and he talked about repentance.
Right.
Listen, he did not want them to come there, but it's too late. It's too late. Listen, a lot of folk do a lot of talking today about a lot of things. And I tell you what, a lot of folks got a lot of ways to get to heaven, don't they?
Right.
A lot of folks got a lot of ways to miss hell. Let me say this, a lot of folk talk about like there is no hell. A lot of people talk about hell like they're just going to burn up and that's going to be the end of it. But friend, I'm telling you, that ain't how it works. Amen.
Amen.
That ain't how it works. Listen, if you just burned up, when you went there, it wouldn't be no big deal. Wouldn't be no great thing. But that ain't how it works tonight.
Amen.
You spend eternity. In hell, verse 27, not only could he talk, but he could pray. I don't know if he ever said a prayer, but right here it was too late. Listen, he prayed for his brothers, didn't he? Well, he said, "Father Abraham," he said, just don't let them come to this place. Church, don't you reckon? I preach a message sometimes, some things in hell that we're to have in a Baptist church. And one of them's praying. Listen, he was concerned for his brothers. I don't know if he'd ever been concerned for them before.
Right.
Reckon how concerned, church, are we for lost people?
There you go.
I'm being honest tonight. Now listen to me. Listen to me. How concerned, church, are we for lost people? Are we trying to win folk? Hey, listen, Paul talked about the Lord Jesus Christ, and he said, I'm warning every man about him. I'm warning every man about the Lord Jesus Christ because he's coming as judge one day. That was what he's talking about. Hey, are we warning them about that there is a place, an awful place, it's called hell, that they could escape and get out of? Are we praying for them that they would get out of it? I'm afraid a lot of times our praying gets to be a little too late. But I'm going to tell you, if you die and go to hell, your praying will be too late. The only thing to do now is believe now and pray now. While you can.
Yes, thank God.
While you can. But then he began to reason. Number five. Last of all. He began to reason with Father Abraham. Father Abraham, he said, "Look, I want you to send Lazarus down there." He said, "I've got five brethren, lest they also come into this place of torment." Notice he keeps talking about this place of torment, this place of torment. I think the Bible wants us to know it's a place of torment. You can hold your head up high and have a prideful look tonight, but I'm going to tell you, God's going to get you one day.
Amen.
Amen. Abraham saith unto him, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." He said, "Nay, Father Abraham, if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent." And he said unto him, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded that one rose from the dead." And one did rise from the dead, didn't he? Lord Jesus Christ did. Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something tonight. You get to looking over our tribulation period, and we looked at this a couple Wednesday nights ago on the tribulation period. Hey, listen, man's so wicked and so vile. All those things are poured out. All those judgments and all those vials and trumpets are poured out upon the face of the earth during the tribulation period. And yet man, the Bible said man still wouldn't repent.
Right.
So wicked he wouldn't repent. You can be wicked as you want to. And you don't have to repent. I can't make you. Mom and daddy can't make you.
Right.
Your wife or husband can't make you. Mama and papa can't make you repent. But there's come a day, one day that you wish you to repent.
Amen.
And I believe that this man wished that he would have repented. But he could reason. He sat down there and he reasoned with Father Abraham. Father Abraham reasoned back and said, they've got Moses and the prophets, got the scripture. You know what you need to heed today? You don't need to heed me. You need to heed the Word of God. You need to heed the Spirit of God and listen to Him. I'd come and reason now. Bible said, I believe it is in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. He said, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. But the thing about this man, listen, is he didn't have to go, and you don't have to go.
Thank God. Yeah, come on.
You don't have to tonight. Let's bow our heads tonight across the house.